Om Namaste everyone. Hope you all are walking joyously towards the path of seeking, trying to find more lessons and less mistakes, more positivity and less toxicity and negativity. I have been following up on a lot of queries that come in, a lot of people have been writing in, a lot of your feedbacks, you know, talk about this. Thank you so much. The podcast on the triggers have really been accepted very beautifully by all of you. Thank you. Now, taking the things forward, like last time we said, we'll talk about ego. But this time, I think before we addressed ego, there's something very important that calendar New Year sets in. It's very important to put into perspective, is that only the date has changed. Only a page has flipped. That's external. The change is internal. What are you changing inside? That's very important. You can all try your own ways, try a little things here and there. But one thing which I request you all, anybody who's listening, anybody who's sharing this, anybody who try this, past is gone, let it rest in peace now. Let's repair our today so that tomorrows are more peaceful, more joyous. Because none of you, none of us, till the time we've become divine himself, or till the time divine blesses us with some special powers, we cannot time travel. Let's just stop letting our minds travel in the past. Let's just the past stop. Let's stop poking each other. Let's stop picking into the past and creating trauma today. The past is gone. You are no longer going to go there and fix anything. Nothing is going to be fixed in the past. What has gone and left a dirty splash of water, dirty pool of water inside your heart, let's just wipe it off. If you really want to do something, this is the real party for yourself. This is the real party. Just let that dirty pool of water go from inside you. That was your past. And yes, if you're still carrying all the lies, all the drama, not the trauma, not all the drama and all the illusions of the past, stop it right now. Just put a halt to it. Just put a halt to it. Let it all stop. Only if it stops, your tomorrow will begin. Start living in today. Start enjoying your today. That is the only way you'll do some justice to your tomorrow. I know so many of you, I talk to so many of you out there who are still living in your past. But what? The past is gone. There's nothing over there to repair. What is to repair is today. Let's repair our today so that tomorrows are more peaceful, more joyous, more healed. What has happened has happened. I agree with you, you know. I feel like this because that's what I felt once. But that was once. You can't do that. What you can change is today. Heal your relationships today. Live in today. Let your peace tomorrow be more peaceful. Talk more to the mirror. What do you want from that mirror? What do you want from that person in the mirror? Is it to just keep complaining? Is it just to keep looking for excuses for not being able to do well today because of what happened in the past? Take charge of your life. Not just writing happy 2023 is going to make a big change. Trust me, change the person in the mirror, change the inside. That's what we're going to change. So like I said, none of us can time travel. Go to a store, pick up a journal and write down the past and let it go away. Just let it go away. The sour relationships, the bitter experiences, you know, all those who hurt you, all those you hurt. Try a sorry, receive a sorry, drop the ego. The past is gone. Let the past go. Let it rest in peace. Let the past rest in peace. This is what your mother did to you. This is what your father said to you. This is what your brother did to you. That was past. If you really want those people to be in your in a relationship today, begin afresh. I do understand it's difficult, but begin afresh. Today's a new day. It's an opportunity. Treat it as an opportunity. The past is not an excuse. The past is gone. Let it rest in peace now. So as I said, we cannot time travel. You cannot go back now. Neither can you look ahead. So what you have in your hands is right now. Deal with it right now. How? Accept your truth. Talk it to the person you need to. Yes, there will be quarrels. There will be battles. But then the past will rest in peace. Let the past rest in peace. Oh, the family will fall apart. How can this happen? But you know what will happen? You will give peace and you will get peace. Let the past rest in peace. I know it's way more difficult than what I'm trying to say. I know what I'm saying. I really know what I'm saying. But if you really want to live more peacefully, you really want a better tomorrow, that's what you need to do. Let the past rest in peace. Accept today. Accept the mistakes. Treat them as lessons for tomorrow. And just move on. All the best. Keep seeking. Have a great year ahead. And keep seeking and heal yourself. And let the past rest in peace. Namaste.
You are listening to podcast with Production.